is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 29th of May, 2014. It's the anniversary of the famous world premiere of Stravinsky's Le Sacre du Printemps at the Théâtre des Champs-Élysées in Paris in 1913, a ballet about a young girl chosen as a sacrificial offering to spring who dances herself to death. May 29, 1913, wealthy people in the audience expecting beautiful music and choreography, and a large bohemian element hoping for something bold and new. The curtain rose on dancers dressed in heavy, drape-like fabric. They were stomping around the stage. The audience began to laugh. The choreographer Nijinsky had to shout his directions to the dancers because the audience was yelling so loud. The music was dissonant and jarring. There was no melody that they could hear. There were catcalls and hisses. Patrons got into fistfights. 40 people were thrown out. Some people in the audience threw vegetables at the orchestra, which kept on playing. And within days, Stravinsky was the most famous composer in the world. The Rite of Spring, now considered a great masterpiece of 20th century music. It was on this day, 1914, Edgar Lee Masters published the first poem of what would become the Spoon River Anthology. He was a lawyer. He lived in Chicago. He was writing short poems about people he had known in his hometown of Lewiston, Illinois, and they never forgave him for it. But it became one of the best-selling books of poetry in American history. It's the birthday of the writer known as Max Brand, born Frederick Faust in Seattle, 1892. Best known for his novel Destry Rides Again, later made into a movie starring Marlene Dietrich and James Stewart. During the Depression, he was one of the highest-paid pulp fiction writers in America. He finished a full-length novel every week, earned about $100,000 a year at the time. When World War II began, he got himself posted as a correspondent for Harper's Magazine. He was sent to the front lines, died of a shrapnel wound in Italy among soldiers who had grown up reading his stories. And it's the birthday of the philosopher Oswald Spengler, Blankenberg, Germany, 1880, who said, "Each culture has its own new possibilities of self-expression, which arise, ripen, decay, and never return." He put the theory forward in his book, The Decline of the West, in 1918, in which he said he believed that Western civilization had already experienced its creative flowering and that it had at most 200 more years to go before it died. Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry entitled The Want of Peace. All goes back to the earth, and so I do not desire pride of excess or power, but the contentments made by men who have had little, the fisherman's silence receiving the river's grace, the gardener's musing on rose. I lack the peace of simple things. I am never holy in place. I find no peace or grace. We sell the world to buy fire, our way lighted by burning men, and that has bent my mind and made me think of darkness and wish for the dumb life of roots. The Want of Peace by Wendell Berry from his new collected poems, published by Counterpoint Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles. Assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.